Pickaxe.
Oi, what's the best game where you get to eat pie? What's the best game where you play a dead guy? Aye?
You'll find out on VG247's podcast.
This looks boring.
What are you on about?
All of their games, they look boring.
It doesn't look boring. It looks like you're an assassin on the Isle of Man.
But it doesn't have the kind of wow.
The steampunk whale-based economy is incredible.
Yeah, it's boring.
VG247's Best Games Ever podcast is ostensibly a show about figuring out what the best game in a weirdly specific category is, but it's actually just about petty arguments. You should listen to it. It's good.
Is that it? That's the whole promo?
Yeah, I was just doing
And that's supposed to make people subscribe, is it?
Yes.
Okay, good luck with that.
You can find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Hatchet Podcast.
That's
episode 165. Oh my god.
That's right.
Your hosts are here and we are called Chris Trott.
Quick, check the list.
Ross Hornby.
Alex Smith.
And today's guest is
Colin McCraig.
It's Colin McCraig.
World famous Hat
Films editor, producer and general ideas guy. Craig Revel Hallward is here today in the flesh. He's going to show us a few steps, but also he's going to tell us about his perfect Sunday and his favorite thing to have at summer.
Wow, I wish we prepped this beforehand.
Are these things not things you could possibly think of on the spot?
I mean, yeah, I could have a quick... What was the first one? Perfect Sunday.
Perfect Sunday.
Oh.
He's going in.
You wake up in
How
the
long
morning.
Have you got?
You wake up in the morning.
That's ideal.
Yeah.
Ideal.
That's always a good start, isn't it?
Yeah.
So wake up about 6 a.m.
That's fucking early for a Sunday, mate.
Got a baby.
That is early.
I'm out already.
One day you won't always wake up at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
One day I won't wake up at all.
And so, hold on, your perfect
let's
Sunday.
Let's go more into that.
So your perfect Sunday is to wake up at 6 a.m. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Your perfect Sunday is to wake
that's
up at 6 a.m.
That's a lay-in.
Is it?
That's a deep lying, yeah.
Right. What
it's
time do you go to bed?
Comparison,
6 p.m., huh? Right?
What time do you go to bed? Do you do a 12-hour stint? 6 till 6?
Jesus.
It's a lot of sleep, man. I'm complaining.
Well, it's a lot
right
of
off
yeah.
a Saturday to make the perfect Sunday.
Who needs evenings?
About 7:30 on Saturday, I go down and wake
down.
Yeah. I get tucked in.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, perfect Sunday, just, you know. Well,
you can't think of it, can you? You don't know what to do if you don't have a task.
You can't just bring these questions on.
So you watch F1.
Fuck.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
F1 on Sundays.
The Formula One.
When it's on.
When it's on. And one that is unpredictably won by someone.
Yeah.
Ah, the unpredictable wins.
You like the unpredictables, yeah?
Yeah.
You're having like a perfect brew in the morning, like a little snack.
What do you have? Drinks.
Yeah, hot beer.
you have a hot beer on a Sunday morning? It's 6
a.m. It's a Sunday.
It's a Sunday at 6 a.m.
somewhere.
He gets up and has a hot beer. What's your favourite beer to put in the kettle?
Peroni.
Peroni in the kettle.
Peroni in the kettle.
Why'd you go for the Peroni?
You don't want to put a Moretti in there.
Yeah.
Insane.
Come on, that's crazy.
That'd be nuts.
Yeah, so that's breakfast.
Solid. Nice
hot beer from the kettle.
Hot beer straight out of the kettle.
Sit down, watch the Formula One. I like it when it's early in the day because then you can watch the race and you've still got the rest of the day to think nice. About
what
it.
You doing
we
the
say
rest
how,
of the
how early
day?
In the day, sorry, because I think the ones that are like 4 or 5 a.m. are kind of...
Yeah,
that's not...
you don't want it that early. Half 6 is a pretty good one. Because I'm up at 6 anyway. The kettle will be boiled by then. In fact, I put the Peroni in the kettle the night before.
Oh, yeah.
But I've got a smart plug.
Yes.
Right? Linked to my alarm.
Yeah.
Wow.
So when the alarm goes off at 6,
yep.
It boils the kettle. And by the time I get down there, it's frothing everywhere.
You're telling me. That's crazy. That's how he likes it. Yeah. By the time he gets down there, there's a
there's
nice head. There's a nice head.
Give me something to do in the morning.
All over the kitchen worktop.
Perfect Sunday.
The kitchen reeks of tea, of beer. Yeah. So you know there used to be... Have you ever heard of a tea's maid? This is something I think... A tea's maid.
What's a tea's
no,
maid?
No, I've heard of a tea maid.
So a tea's maid is a thing that completely skipped our generation. I think it was just before us. Basically, it's an alarm clock that's linked to a hot water maker that then makes the tea for you. So it's literally what you're describing.
So I've got a digital tea maid.
Yeah, tea's maid. It's plural.
It's probably old hotels that have that shit.
Why don't we have that anymore? Why do that?
I don't really know. I know,
I
right?
Think just boiling water next to your bed isn't necessarily something people want to do all the time, I suppose.
Well, and also, like, you, it probably takes you have to clean it. So, like... you know, because they didn't it didn't just boil the water.
It's making a cup of tea next
Yeah, it puts the tea in as well. So your alarm goes off, the water's already, the tea,
could
tea's
you not
already
just have
brewed.
The tea in there from the night before?
And then you wake up, it's the tea's made.
What?
That's the name.
That's why it's called tea's made. Tea's I thought it meant like a maid as in time.
Yeah, no, I could tell because
you
kept on saying tea maid. I'm like, no, it's not
like
a maid.
Tea maid is a thing as well.
Tea's made by the tea maid.
Tea maid is a tea maid, a maid of tea. Wow. Maiden of tea. It's a long, arduous process.
The thing is, like, you're not going to put a toaster next to your bed, are you? So like, why do you
Wallace
need...
and Gromit?
No, I keep that.
Is this Wallace and Gromit? Isn't it? It's a very Wallace and Gromit, yeah. Toaster pops out, little gun shoots the
jam
on there. Looks very satisfying in stop motion.
Did I mention that I'd love to redo that whole intro, but Wallace is dead. And he ragdolls down.
That would be hilarious. That would be really...
He's passed away.
He's just getting drops through everything. A lifeless body.
And then goes through the entire process. And he just...
just Weekend of Burning.
Yeah. Literally a Weekend of Burning.
He's propped down and Gromit just like sees his dead owner just...
Oh
slumped
my
at the
god!
Table with jam on his face because he's obviously buried it into the toast.
Yeah,
and he starts.
Oh no! Gromit's stuck in his cage. He can't get let out by his owner because he's dead and nobody else lives.
Well, with all that automation, and then he dies.
Gromit just starves to death in this cage.
That would be quite
just like whimpered barking, low energy barking.
And it's just an RSPCA advert.
Well, I assumed that Wallace, the Gromit was the brains of the two.
Did you?
I think Gromit is the brains.
That's the whole point because he's there constantly trying to, you know, make sure he's.
He's always rolling his eyes at Wallace.
He's so
doesn't
knowing.
Know how to do this.
Yeah, he's lived through so much to know that he doesn't
this
know how to do
so
it. Yeah.
Clumsy.
He hasn't worked out how to talk though, has he?
Fucking hell. Doesn't well, he can't to, get a mortgage. He couldn't get a home.
Couldn't actually.
He has to live with this old man.
Wallace is the definition of a useful idiot.
How old do you think Wallace is?
About.
Well, the original actor died, 50s? Didn't he, a few years ago?
Huh?
Oh. The original voice actor died. They've replaced him.
They have replaced him.
Yeah, but Bart Simpson really? Was voiced by a woman. You know, like, you can't base it on that. Yeah.
What do you mean?
As in, like, you can't say Wallace is old because his voice actor was old.
Oh, I see.
I'm just pointing out that
I think he's just did an adjacent fact.
Yeah. Like, oh, by the way, he's dead.
The original actor.
Yeah. Just an adjacent
fact. Well, Gromit would have died several times by now, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would have done.
Yeah.
Do they replace him every film?
Do they replace the voice actor?
I think they replace him almost every scene.
Yeah.
He's been rebuilt constantly.
Especially since like, he's got a little bit of schmutz on it from like lunchtime. Yeah. You know, like, oh
is that fingerprint? Get me smoothing tools. It looks so meticulous.
No more sloppy
the
burgers for lunch.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Do you have the patience, Craig? Craig, of course, does editing for us here at Hat Films.
And the steady
it's
hands.
Craig Frost, by the way. We didn't say his name at the beginning. We said Rebel Hall and then we joked it off and then moved on. But it's Frost.
It's Craig Frost.
So, yeah.
What's born your perfect you? Sunday?
Born
Craig.
On Valentine's Day. Does that mean anything?
Born on Valentine's Day.
Well, to be born on Valentine's Day. Yes.
Are you a romantic person?
I'm very romantic.
Oh, so when we die and we all go to regular heaven, do you get a job working for Cupid? Do you become one of his cherubs? Because I can't wait to see you as a sexy little baby.
Are there multiple cherubs?
Yeah, there's loads of cherubs.
So many cherubs.
Valentine's babies.
Cherubim, they're like a whole, they're a whole tier of angels. There's cherub angels, and then they're like archangels. There's like, there's a whole tier list of angels. You'll be very low down. You'll be starting salary.
Why will I be? I can work my way up.
You can work your way up.
How do you work your way up?
Well, this is your favorite thing. This is why you look so excited, so stimulated.
It's like Amazon. Where you
put to work
so many like arrows out.
Yeah, arrows.
It's like it's like a gig economy where you're the cherub. You got a cherub at
3 hours today.
Cheruba.
What's the most romantic thing you've ever done, Craig? As someone who has been born on the romantic day of the year. Forced by...
Does Valentine's Day get in the way of your birthday as well?
Yeah, are you annoyed about...
Yeah, so we celebrate Valentine's Day a few days after my birthday.
So you push that back. So you prepare the whole Valentine's.
Get the birthday in, the most important one.
I struck you as quite an economic person. You might be like, oh, this is two birds, one stone, we'll do something cool, and also birthday at the same time.
But it's my birthday.
You want it to be your day, okay.
It's not someone else's birthday on Valentine's Day, so I still have to get two presents.
Good. I demand two presents.
I just get you a label.
One big present.
No, I mean,
what's
Just a reversible label, mate. Happy birthday, and then the other side, happy Valentine's Day, and then just stick to the same present.
Well, they just say lots of love. Happy
but you forget. Yeah, it's my birthday, so they have to do that for me.
Happy
I'm
love
not
day.
Doing the double
Craig,
sided thing.
Valentine's Day is so much more important than your birthday. For everybody around the world, do you think what's more important, Valentine's
so you're just
Day or your birthday?
Like a global event.
It feels.
Fucking,
for
you.
It feels really
that's
selfish.
That's really fucked up, actually.
Yeah.
Why don't you have like the Queen where you have your birthday a few days earlier?
Ah.
Or like the middle of the year.
Or like Jesus, where you just move around.
Yeah, but I like getting loads of cards. I mean, how many cards do you get on Valentine's Day?
So many.
I get more.
I do.
Do you? Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, see?
Because they're always... But they're for your birthday.
But if I bought
they're not for Valentine's Day, Craig. They're for your
then
birthday.
I was a very jealous mailman.
Yeah. Wow, he's giving so many cards.
Can't tell if it's a birthday or a Valentine's card, but it's Valentine's Day, let's just assume.
Yeah. My postman calls me Limp Dick.
He's ripped up on my cards.
Have you got any Craig-related facts?
I haven't got any Craig-related facts. Have you not researched them? I assumed Craig would give us some Craig-related facts because you are a Craig.
You can't keep stringing stuff on me without me prepping stuff. Oh, like my perfect Sunday.
You were making this Craig
theme. Do you know about all the Craigs?
How many Craigs can you name? First name Craigs, not like Daniel Craig.
All right, well, there's Craig Revelhorde, which you mentioned earlier. He does Strictly Come Dancing.
Got Colin McRae.
Judging. There's Colin McRae, who, of course...
He's Colin.
Did he die from the helicopter thing, or was that...
Wait, he died in a helicopter? He's dead.
Colin McRae...
He's got McCrae's died,
yeah.
Yeah, different
Colin
guy.
Colin McRae is fine.
Craig David, of course, is Craig.
Can you believe his name is Craig?
There are a lot of Craigs.
Craig
Revel Horwood.
He doesn't look like a Craig.
Do you think Craig David looks like a Craig?
Craig David looks nothing like a Craig to me.
Oh, there's actually a big resemblance looking at it. Yeah.
No, not like this.
Craig David, I love your boink.
I think all Craigs look alike.
Who's the guy who was in Red Dwarf?
Yeah, the smackhead.
Craig Charles.
Robo Wars. Two first names again.
Looks like Craig
David and Craig Charles. Craig Revel Hallward here, currently.
Do I look like a Craig?
I think you look like a Craig.
If you're talking about people that look like Craigs, do I look like a Craig?
You look more like a Simon.
I'm a Simon?
Oh, yeah, maybe you're a Daniel.
Daniel.
Yeah, you look like Craig Charles.
You look like Craig Charles.
Do I?
Yeah.
I do look like Craig Charles.
There he is.
Coronation Street actor. Craig Charles.
Robot Wars, more importantly.
Yeah,
and Takeshi's Castle.
He's actually done quite a lot of things.
Could be a Robert.
Could be here a while listing his...
A Robert. Are you still looking...
Yeah, it's like really like white Rob. Guy names, you know. Like,
I reckon a Steve.
Yeah. Steve. Yeah, possibly. Nah.
James at a push.
James, yeah. James.
Well, that's my middle name.
Well, there we go then.
Oh,
well,
bloody hell.
We're learning that's a lot marvelous. About Craig today. Craig James Frost. Frosty.
There you go.
Not a lot else going on then. So we've got Craig.
So we've had to focus a lot of this conversation just on your name,
on my name,
which you didn't even choose.
My favourite Sunday.
Which you said was just getting up and working.
We only got through to 7:30.
Okay, what happens midday? What's your lunch on a perfect Sunday?
Of course, it is.
What lunch is on your perfect Sunday?
Ham, egg and chips.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's quite a nice meal.
And a beer.
A hot one or a cold one this time?
Hot or cold? Beer a lot.
He's having a lot of beer.
I've very rarely seen a beer in his hand. So
I break out the Stella at lunchtime.
Lunch as well with the
cold or hot this time?
Cold.
Cold this time.
Not crazy.
That would be insane. That would be insane.
Do you serve it in a mug or a glass when it's hot or cold?
In the glass.
Always in a glass.
Yeah, the breakfast one's in the mug.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
What kind of mug? Best dad ever.
The best dad ever mug.
Perfect Sunday.
As he cleans up. Yeah, another
the hot foam off the kitchen.
The kitchen stinks of a beer.
So sticky. Yeah, by this point, Formula One is done. You know.
At this point, are you quite drunk?
I'm pretty drunk. By this, well, after two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasted.
Yeah,
especially
then,
if you boil it.
So you've had your ham, egg and chips to soak up some of the chips. You wouldn't really have ham, egg and chips, would you?
No.
What would you have?
Oh, sandwich. I don't know. Like, none of this is actually my Sunday.
Egg and cress.
It's the ideal Sunday, but I've never done it.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Anyone's ideal Sunday is just this dream Sunday. I could never do the things
so you would,
saying.
But you like ham, egg and chips?
No, I just thought, what's...
You don't like
what's
it?
What's pub grub?
Do you not like ham, egg and chips?
Probably. I like egg. I like ham and I like chips.
But you've not had it recently enough to remember whether or not you like it.
Together.
You've never had ham, egg and chips.
Ham, egg and chips.
See, that's way more interesting than your Sunday.
I usually just have one.
Just learning that you haven't.
All right, I'm having chips tonight. Tomorrow I might have egg.
Is it too decadent to have three?
I think so, yeah. Or two would be too decadent as well. So I just have one.
Ham and egg.
Just spread it out. Live a little.
Well, that's fair enough. Anyway.
Anyway, dinner comes around. That's where I do break out
that's
the Moretti.
That's a huge game.
You have a Moretti cold?
No, room temperature
Moretti. Sparkling or still?
Moretti, you're just mixing around.
I've left it open for a few days, so it's
sparkling
pretty still.
Or still? You like it still?
Still on the windowsill, so it's a little bit warm.
Nice. Still slightly above room temperature Moretti. What are you having for dinner?
Ah, veal.
Huh?
Veal.
He loves veal.
Veal, the tortured cow veal. Yeah, the baby cow.
Man, this is a pretty good Sunday. I've done nothing in between lunch and dinner.
Yeah, what happened? Well, the TV's off.
I'm just thinking about that veal.
I just sit like this.
Rocking.
I assume at this point you're shirtless.
Well, it's dinner.
Why would you put a shirt?
What would you be wearing?
Why bother?
You never got dressed. Do you sleep naked?
Yeah.
You sleep naked?
No, I don't.
Right.
My age.
What do you dress when you sleep in? You dress when you sleep.
Wait, does anyone here sleep naked?
No.
Oh,
occasionally, but then I always wake up feeling like I should have put some clothes on.
Why?
Because I just shat in the bed everywhere.
You're cold.
I never wipe my ass, and it's just smearing all over them.
there's a lot of issues I've never had.
Have you guys grown out of
wearing clothes?
In my sleep, I'm wiping my ass with the duvet and stuff, and I'm like... And I piss myself. Yeah, and yeah. Like,
all of these are very
something.
Bad reasons to wear clothes. These are the very bad
clothes
reasons.
Wouldn't stop this problem.
You can still sleep there. You can get adult diapers.
Adult diapers.
Since I've switched to them,
what are they called?
Game changer. Adult diapers.
Is there a shorter version?
I don't know. I just
adult nappies. Them every,
adult nappies. Manies. Yeah.
Man poopers.
Grown adult.
You can do
manpies.
What you want all night long, and the bed's fine. Mostly,
that's amazing.
Mostly until you get a blowout.
So did you guys wear pajamas or just boxers?
Three-piece suit. Sometimes boxers. Most of the time, pajama bottoms.
Just nice boxers baggy. Are too tight. My balls get too sweaty.
Let it all go, man. Just let it all out.
What do you mean?
Yeah, it's
just
not
naked.
Good
roll
though.
Around.
You
in
sleep naked,
yeah,
do you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh right, okay.
But yeah. Like, you have to change your duvet and stuff more often.
That's fine, isn't it?
You're just sweating.
I don't sweat that.
Sweating.
What's the temperature of your room? Is your room quite hot?
If you don't put a duvet or sheet or anything on the mattress, you don't have to change it. Hot tip.
That's actually something that we've never.
I sleep on the slats
that.
Of
I've
the
never
bed
considered
frame.
That. Yeah. The slats of the bed. Yeah. Who needs a mattress? It's only something you have to change down the line.
Just sleep in the slats.
We should all think.
Sometimes
about that.
I turn
yeah.
the slats over.
Why use anything that
rotate
could be replaced?
I wouldn't want to sleep naked just in case there was like some sort of drill. Or some sort of attacker.
Fire drill.
Well, then they're going to see my fucking swinging dong as I come at them.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
Because I'm going to just attack them like a bear.
I come out of my room. There's a huge window to my right.
Oh, right, yeah.
And then there's a door. I might have the answer to my left. So either way, I'm running down a hallway with my dicking balls just...
That sounds like you're living your life with restrictions and restraint, which I don't think is something you should do.
I just...
I will run around my flat. Run. Naked.
Fully naked.
Wild.
Fully naked.
Just somebody's going to get a drone and look in your window.
If they
just
do,
for that.
Good for them. I've gone through the effort to do it.
I don't like the early morning ring on my doorbell.
Yeah.
Because I'm in a house, obviously. Yeah. Second floor. And I'm like, if I'm naked, I have to be like, oh, I should put clothes on before. No, I don't want to miss delivery.
Right. So it's quite easy to grab a dressing and just
sleeps.
From the bathroom next
I go
door.
Full three-piece suit
yes.
to bed.
Tie or no tie? Pocket square?
Keep the tie.
Pocket square?
Pocket square I leave to the side just in case, but I do whip it in if I have time.
Depends who's at the door.
Protector.
Depends who's at the door.
You can see on the ring, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
That gives me
two
ideas,
actually. Knocks on the door, I suppose it's different because I'm in a flat, you're in a house.
Yeah, and I have to answer it.
Do you ever
your door for some reason?
Worry about if there's an intruder that you have to look intimidating when they come in?
If there's an intruder in your house, well,
like,
yeah, I suppose
does
you
that change how you go to bed? Like, you might go to bed in a suit of armor.
If I'm expecting, am I expecting the intruder? Because I'm expecting, there's a very different scenario.
I wouldn't go to bed if I was expecting an intruder.
I don't think you'd
be
able to relax.
You have to
I don't think intruders like schedule in either.
Yeah, but you can't live your life like that. Be naked, enjoy it.
I can make so many traps and improvised weapons as well.
Yeah.
You won't have the time if you haven't already done it.
Oh, but I said if I knew the intruder was coming,
no,
I'd
you
spend my
know
evening making a Home Alone situation. Definitely.
But there's also alerts the intruder to think that there could be a naked man coming at me soon.
Why do you, they why'd you put a sign around. Like they do with dogs? Like
naked man inside, yeah.
Oh, beware
so
of the naked
repellent.
Man.
Beware of the naked man.
Quite feral.
Because they don't know what they're going to expect. That mm-hmm. It could be awful down there. It could be horrible.
A whole mess, yeah.
I could be erect.
Do you,
and
do
often.
You have
yeah,
a...
Yeah, it could, but it's pretty fucking slim chance.
It's unlikely I'll be yeah. erect just off the, on the...
You'll be there crying the and slapping your dick more like.
I'll be helicoptering.
Do you guys have...
No way you've got the length for
helicoptering. Do you have a game plan for if there ever is an intruder? Like, do you know what you're grabbing like as a weapon? Have you ever ran through that scenario in your mind?
I haven't done any drills. You've mentioned drills. I haven't done any drills either, no, but I do have like kitchen knives that I could grab. I'm more of a talker. I try and talk out of
you
it.
Try and talk them yeah. down. Well, yeah. They're already looking at the fact you're
but why
completely,
am I?
Completely
naked.
Naked
and you think you can
and you
talk
think you
down.
Can try and engage them in conversation.
It depends. So okay,
okay
so
I know this seems
I'm
weird,
in bed
but...
they've just come in the room. What? Okay.
Get out of your pussy! Get out of my shit!
What the fuck? So I'm and they've come to my bedroom. They're in the bedroom. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So I'll go out the. I will immediately go out of my...
Put something on, you fucking monster! No, I'm going to beat you with this bat!
Let's rewind.
I start beating you with my bat.
What about you?
I'm on the balcony. I'm on the balcony.
You're on the balcony. Jump, pussy! Unless
no, jump. I'm going around the other side to the kitchen.
Jump! I've hit you in the leg with a wooden bat.
There are a series of... No, they're not
so you can ambush them with the specific layout.
Where's he gone? He's running. And I'm running around because they don't know.
But you locked the door before bed.
These intruders are fully armed.
Yeah,
well,
I just ran out.
High caliber weapons. A guy sets up a tripod of machine gun in your doorway.
Well, that's a lot.
And just starts raking from left to right.
You've given me very little room to move there.
The bullets are going...
He just said there was an intruder there with, a bat. But they're at the doorway. I'm closer to this other door. I'm in, out, slide. They're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah.
What's he doing? Where's he going?
What's there? Three-man team set up a 50 cal Browning.
I'm running around the other side. I've grabbed the kitchen knife because I'm in the kitchen now because I managed to go around because that's just the way the layout is.
And then, they're
like, "What? You're behind me?" I'm like, "Yeah." And then I do it until the knife breaks.
Do you think you would do that?
Or it cuts myself.
Are they full Tang knives?
Sorry,
are they full Tang knives?
Yeah, they're good quality knives.
I don't think they're going to break then. The problem you're going to have.
No, I'll get exhausted because I'll just keep going until like. It's just my arm hurts. Like, oh,
right, yeah.
But the problem is at this point, there's
someone there with me, I'll be your go.
There's high caliber bullets flying through you and all the flats left
and
right.
Well, that's obviously, then I'm done, aren't I?
Yeah.
You've created like a Matrix-like scenario where I'm being destroyed by what sounds like a militia.
A military operation.
Not just somebody trying to rob me, someone who's literally just trying to destroy everyone.
You're the last boss in a series of...
I was a boss.
Rooms. I got a new tactic.
They've done raid or whatever it is, like raid the block.
Give us your tactic.
Attack the block.
I got an easier one. Well, I'd say easier. I will immediately Stockholm Syndrome with the intruder. So what I'm going to do...
You finally
just love them. Yeah.
Shoot my fiancé fake.
Fuck.
Fake.
How do you fake that?
Squibs. So we go to bed with squibs
in the duvets.
I'm with you.
She knows what to do when she hears the squibs go off.
Every night you have a special effects run
the
through.
Squib on.
Right, just in case someone comes in, the squibs are all live now.
On the cupboard over there.
It's a run through every night.
So that way, like...
Just find it hard to drift off though, and they're all
alive. Do you start living with the intruder in your house?
I'm willing to like go home with them.
No, what if they want
to
move in?
The home.
What if they want to move in with you?
If they want to move in, then it gets a little bit more complicated.
Yeah.
Because the idea is...
You have to do the funeral and...
My fiancée is like the sense taken off her. And I'm focused on the intruder.
Nice.
I'm trying to form a love life with this intruder at this point. But the fiancée is completely forgotten about. Whereas she's getting all the weaponry and shit.
Oh.
And then boom, we...
But did the intruder see you fire off the squibs?
Yeah, I wait for them to come in.
So aren't they then wondering why you're not like getting ahead with organising the funeral and stuff? And
would
then
you do
have
that straight away, though? I think that's something you do like day after.
Yeah, they'd start judging why
you're not...
Hasn't even been wheeled into a morgue yet.
That's a good point.
Is there any debts that they're going to inherit because of this? Have you thought about that?
I haven't thought about that, no.
Well, you need to think about the debts they're going to inherit.
You need to do that because they're not actually dead.
And how far does it go?
It's just squibs.
I forgot.
Your neighbours are going to hear the gunshots.
Yep, I've notified them.
So the police arrived.
No, I notified them, and what they're going to do is dress up as the police.
Right.
So that they arrive fake.
So what you need to do is have fake coroners come. Because you need to get...
I need fake coroners as well.
Otherwise, at some point, your fiancé is going to have to like get up and go to the toilet or something. Okay. Like, you can't just lay...
I'll charge a flat rate to sort of pretend to be any official you like.
Sweet.
I think you could pull off a policeman.
Yeah. They usually let me off.
Yeah.
Well,
that's my plan.
Well, that sounds quite elaborate. But then saying that, there are some like TV programs where like they do use the squib thing as quite a get out of jail free card sometimes. Where it's like, no, it's just squibs. It's like, oh, right, there's blood and you were on the floor like, and then it's like, no, I'm fine. And it's like,
sucks, isn't it?
Right.
It's not what they should
be
used
for. You
didn't
want to kill off that character, but you wanted to, but you didn't.
Yeah. And you wanted to create the shock, but you wouldn't want to, you didn't want to pay the price.
You didn't go through with it.
You want to pay the price.
Go all the way.
You may as well say it was all a dream.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. Wow. Exactly. A dream, Craig.
How would Murphy be in a like intruder scenario? Would he be a guard dog? Like, are you a heavy sleeper?
I don't know, actually, because I feel like he...
It's tested.
...probably wouldn't defend my body. I don't think he would very much just kind of bark at them.
Maybe if he wore pyjamas, he would.
Right. He'd bark at them. He's not been trained to attack.
All right, here's a new
scenario.
Which
I think is the important thing with a dog, is like, if it's been trained to attack, it might actually do it, but he might just, if anything, innocently look at them while they stab him in the face.
It's midnight.
It's pretty brutal.
You are asleep, or maybe 1 a.m. whatever time you're asleep. You're asleep in bed. You're completely out of it, and suddenly Michael McIntyre's in your room.
Michael McIntyre, no, quick attack!
Stand-up comedian.
Attack! Dog attack!
I know. I'm not prepared for this. Yeah, he's in there talking about Fanny Schmeller.
So he's like, surprise!
Oh my god, Michael McIntyre of because the Wheel fame.
I can't think what it's called. He does this. I'm not
what's the show? So Michael McIntyre's like amazing.
Amazing show thing. He surprised PG people show. In bed. We've spoken about this before, actually. Because
he surprised,
you said,
he surprised Louis Walsh. Something Walsh. Walsh.
The one Bradley that does Walsh. The chase.
Bradley Walsh. Yeah, that was, yeah, that's it. And then he made the joke about Fanny Schmeller, because that was one of the jokes in
the questions in
the chase, which he laughed at because her name was Fanny Schmeller and it smells like Fanny Schmeller. That's kind of funny. And then he brings her out. And then he brings her out in his bedroom while he's asleep and it's like, oh, Fanny Schmeller's here.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Shmilar, apparently.
Shmilar.
How do they get to that point without them waking up? It's got to be set up, right?
Do you know what? Any of those, especially but also like the ones in like Antedeck where they're filming in your lounge. Like, what if you're like tugging it?
they go in, they warn you.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, they set it up again.
What if you've got they loose pajamas and you're like, well, now my cock and balls are just visible because I'm like, large, like I've got large spread.
What if you wear
sofa?
No pajamas?
What if I'm just chilling in the lounge, you know, having hummus off my own cock and balls?
My home, my rules.
My home, my own rules. No one tells me how to live.
Why are you using the area under your penis as a place to store hummus?
That's you a weird when it's to done, do it. I'm done. When it's done, I'm done. No, but you could do. But
you've got to sit as well. Otherwise, it's just like
they are literally being spied on by one of their family members. I assume they would be like, well, stop masturbating. Stop it. Stop it. Stop jerking it. No.
Anton Decker here.
Jesus, you're perfect.
I wanted to save it until Anton Deck said it, but you're being watched. And he's like, oh, for fuck's sake. Well, now I have to finish.
Fuck. I've got Anton Deck in my ear telling me to coom.
Yeah, normally it's always a family there. So it seems like it would be quite bizarre, but it does make you paranoid when you're watching that program. Like, oh, hang on a second,
they could be here.
How do you not? I'm jerking it right now. Watching house. Stick.
How do you not spend? Well, you tell us, Greg.
I know where the camera's at in my house.
Yeah,
I feel like I would. So where's the camera on Anton Deck? Is it like
normally
on the
like,
TV?
I guess
stand?
I assume like it's like underneath, like next to like a VHS player.
I would or VHS whatever. Player. Yeah, VHS.
So they snuck into that house without them aware and set up the camera.
Yeah, that's a little. They're always low quality shit webcams.
Yeah, but like
they're like webcam shit quality.
Do they come in as if they've met them first for the first time?
I don't know. See, I reckon.
So who
the
put
person
that camera
who,
there?
Someone in the family, I reckon, does it. Because it's shit. It's like webcam quality.
Oh, is it?
That it's never like that
sense.
Good, is it? I'm assuming you've seen it. Like, do this stuff sometimes.
I've seen that in
maybe
years.
Hidden camera stuff.
We could journey all the way back to like Noel's house party.
Well,
I don't know what your reference points are. We were talking about Nightmare earlier on.
Yeah, I didn't actually
let's
watch.
Let's move away from the 80s, guys.
I can't. I was there early for 2 years.
I was there for two years too.
It's mid-90s. It just feels like the 80s because you've got older and it's further away.
Everything looks like the 80s, isn't it? Do you think we have a look now?
Old.
In comparison older. To like the last 10 years?
What do you mean? We have a look.
A style. You know, like obviously there's quite what,
like
clear
the
20s style, 60s, 70s,
a...
80s. There's a look.
Oh, you mean in general?
Oh,
I mean
not
us.
Just video quality. Right. Okay.
Well, we could go into video quality. Well,
90s kids. What do you mean, like
do you
now?
Think 90s, well, I think 2010s. What do you reckon that looks like? Could you state a specific style?
I think there's a multiple trends.
I think a lot more outdoor gear start getting worn. I think that's something I've noticed a lot in the last like 10, 20 years. Is like people
90s and Kappa and kind of like that. Or do you mean outdoors?
No, I mean like as in like the fucking mountaineering gear that people wear in the city. Like, and I'm very guilty of this, but everyone does it as well. You know, like North Face, especially when North Face was like. Not just a like streetwear brand, but also North Face is actually a mountaineering brand, and that became a big thing. So I think you're going to see a lot of.
But it almost feels like there's an amalgamation of so many different styles now that it's just like nothing really stands out as a style. Mm. Do you know what I mean? It's like I know there's like baggy trousers.
It might be
back,
hard
like,
to like see the style of the generation while you're in it.
Yeah,
I think you look back and you take like the best of the bunch, and that forms the general.
It's like I saw a thing the other day. It's like, wouldn't it be good if you knew when you're in the good old days? Because like the amount. Sorry? When you're actually in them. Because the amount of times you think back to, oh, wasn't it a good old day, sat on the couch, gaming on my N64, or whatever it was.
I think that's
split-screen Halo.
It's like, they'll be Exactly. There'll be. I think that was the video that I saw actually that was talking about. That I think they were literally playing Halo, and then it was a video that showed split screen co-op Halo, and then it cut to online gaming on your own today, like just with a microphone.
Yeah, because although there are social elements to it, it's just that was a very unique thing to our childhood, I suppose. Because are there many games that will do that now?
There'll be things about maybe they do now that we don't realize is the good old days in like 30 years time.
I think this is more about the fallibility of the human brain than it is there actually being good old days. I think as you get older, you go through periods of life where you think you being younger when you had less responsibilities was a better thing.
Maybe. I look back to times from before I was born as the good old days as well. Like I would love to have been a teenager around like 1987 kind of time.
Why is that?
Because of like all the music and the gigs and like a lot of the. So I watched.
What about the asbestos though?
There's a lot of asbestos,
isn't there?
Do you not consider the asbestos? Before you said such a crazy comment.
There's still asbestos today.
There is. No, he's right.
You can get it.
It's in Bitterson.
You can go to the recycling centre. They should have asbestos.
I think they've actually stored most of it up.
It's literally just above our head right now.
A little dust sprinkles down. I try and suck it up. So nobody else gets it.
There's asbestos above us right now?
I hope not.
You've been in here for years breathing in.
Who knows? You know?
Fuck!
I saw an advert for asbestos, like an old school one, which was like, "Oh, it's great for all these uses." Oh, that is pretty fucking good.
They said the same
with plastic. It's really a miracle. Yeah, it's the same with Teflon, right?
It's the same with plastic as well. Like back in when they started making things out of plastic.
Mm. I don't say there's anything wrong with plastic.
You can be any shape, and it you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very useful.
Watertight, food safe.
Unfortunately, we didn't safe, also clean, develop sterile. Ways to get rid of it whilst we were developing the product themselves.
That tends to be the way.
Just put it in the ocean.
Just put it in the ocean.
The ocean's pretty big.
It's way He's bigger right. than
the ocean. It's way huge. Bigger than like any bin.
Annoyingly, a lot of that plastic floats though, so it's always on the fucking surface.
Sorry, a lot of the
more importantly, have you taken like dirty. A full-on shit in the ocean? Like just in the water? You've been in the water and you took a shit?
No.
I have, yeah.
I haven't. How was that?
Not great.
Weird.
Better than shitting outside, but
Did
not
it
great.
Feel like
well,
you
you've
still
done
doing
that in the sea.
What?
You took a shit in the sea?
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I've taken a shit in the sea.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Does it float up like Kevin and Perry?
Depends.
Is it float
Depends
up?
On how fat he's
Were you wearing swimming trunks and you just drop trout in the ocean?
Or you're just like, hang on. Yeah. Awkwardly pull your shorts down. And then just...
Why?
No way.
Because I was in the middle of nowhere on a fucking
it could have been that far
random
from the,
island.
From the shore.
I was on a boat holiday where we went from different uninhabited places to different uninhabited places.
Do you know what? Like, I think there's nothing wrong with what you did.
No,
it's
not really.
Did it sink or float?
How did you
it's
wipe?
One of those things which I think that I've never done it.
How did you wipe?
I didn't because it's you're in the sea and you just wriggle your ass a bit and keep swimming.
Oh. If anything,
like
was naturally
it's a really good
way
to poop.
Cleansed.
Fish do it constantly, guys. I mean, I wouldn't do it in a busy swimmer's beach. I was literally in the middle of nowhere without probably anyone within hundreds of miles of there.
But you were with people. The life experience. So this is the, people
and you were swimming
about,
in it.
Yeah, but I said, guys, I need a.
What if it's a runny one?
I think. Huh? I think.
What if it came out runny?
Well, that even better, I suppose.
I think more of us should
You'd
do
be
it.
Like
the main problem. The main problem, if you want to know, the main problem with pooping in water is. When the poop leaves,
the air has to go in.
It leaves a slight vacuum, so you want to make sure once you
keep
get
pushing,
out
keep
of the water,
keep pushing.
Or just as you're getting out, maybe squirt any like water left in the in the let's call it the buffer zone.
Thank you. I'll bear that in mind.
But honestly, it's a much nicer experience than I think pooing outside, which when I first did that was I thought going to be a liberating experience, but really you just feel like a dog.
Cold.
I had a different.
And cold. Yeah.
I had
cold
such
thing. A nice
an
time.
Incredible liberating experience.
Oh, that's good.
I felt like as Why? Soon as that shit touched the ground. I connected with all of nature.
That's
Wait,
crazy.
So you were still touching, it was touching both sides?
Yeah, I connected.
Connected.
I was squatting so
This is
low.
How human beings were meant to do
I'm
this.
Feeling the vibrations of
it's
the
It's the
earth.
Lost art of poo connection.
I am nothing, I am everything.
Poo tooth.
Oh, yeah.
That was a penny fan trip, wasn't it?
Hmm?
That was a penny fan
That was
fan
a penny fan
I was holding your hand at the time.
Yeah. Did you feel that connection?
I felt the connection through
did,
you.
Through my shit.
It's
the first time I shit outside, it was like November in Wales, and the ground was too hard to dig balls. Very deep. So I dug as much of a hole as I could, which was like, you know when you get ice cream out of the freezer and don't wait?
Yeah.
And like, so you're like room, trying to nothing, like pick the top off. That's what the soil was like.
Yeah. And then
I just, oh, go. I've been eating like rations for like 2 days. Yeah. It came out, And like, I just laid a huge pile of like what I would describe as a German Shepherd grade shit.
Did you say
like,
that? We
huge. And we then and it. Then all I could do was like lay the like the slices, like the Vianetta slices of soil that I dug over the top of it, and then put a little like stick with a little bit of tissue paper on it, like a little flag to say like don't stand on this.
Marking your territory.
But then some hungry fox will come along and
same question again, Smith. How did you wipe?
I use toilet paper in that situation.
See, my friend said moss.
Where'd you put the toilet paper?
Moss is good. That?
Depends if it's dry or not. Huh?
Where'd you put the toilet paper?
He said
paper?
Wet moss is good too.
I buried that, yeah.
How? You said the ground
poorly.
Was
frozen.
Just laid it over.
Poorly, Craig. I did it poorly. Okay. I could try and burn it, but like, I mean, yeah, most of that will either biodegrade or get eaten. So it's the main problem is just getting people. You don't want to fuck over people over with your poop.
I put my shit in a plastic bag if I shit outside and then seal it.
And bury that.
And then bury that.
Yeah.
Bray Mears is he suggested moss.
Nice. Moss. Well, to wipe with.
Yeah.
Soft. Nice
just
and soft
on the bottom.
Wouldn't that just stick to you?
Yeah.
But you, I guess it's kind of like a little sponge.
Yeah.
Then I feel like I need to wipe the moss off.
Well, if you're lucky, there might be a few wood lice in the moss that'll eat all the feces stuck to your asshole.
And they might go inside so you never have to poo again.
Yeah, you could have like a self-cleaning asshole.
Amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how my vivarium at home works. My chameleon poos on the ground, then it gets eaten by wood lice, and then they poo it out and fertilize the soil. It's cool, isn't it?
Oh,
that's lovely.
That's pretty good.
We saw one on the side of the road the other day.
What, a wood louse?
No, sorry. Like, nutty looking. They look nuts.
Sorry.
It was massive. It looked like a bear shit. It looked huge.
Wait, you and Trot?
We saw a huge shit.
Together.
Just on a horse.
It was the size of a Monster can energy drink.
It was huge. I think we showed Craig. Oh, when we showed Craig, it was chopped up.
It was chopped up.
It looked like someone stomped on it.
Oh,
okay. Well, so okay, imagine like
the girth was insane. It was like
a yule
and consistent.
Do you think it was a human?
It
poo?
Was like a yule.
Do you think it was human?
I think it was human or a bear.
It's the only answer.
Because dog poop isn't like that, is it?
No. It wasn't like dog poop, but it also was so big that like whoever did it has a huge asshole. It was massive, wasn't it?
It was enormous,
and it was definitely poo.
Maybe it was like a once a week
proper
passing.
Like roll, and it's just like, oh my god, someone's done it here. And
it was
like,
good enough that after we left it, they had to go and show me.
Hang on, Craig.
Come down this road. Look at this.
It doesn't happen very often, but yeah. I do reckon I've had poops in the past that are like that big.
Well, then maybe it was you because that's you. That is probably
It doesn't happen very often, but like sometimes.
That's what I said to Ross. It's like I reckon Smith could probably manage that one.
I was like, I don't know. It looked really big. And nutty bits and like bits.
It was out for days. Like it endured a lot of weather.
I don't think it was as big as your mate. Like I don't think I could poop as big as you, right. The
did
one
I
you
take,
saw
I,
sounds.
Oh, I didn't take
I will
a picture.
Didn't you take a picture?
No, I'm just trying to.
Well, I 3D scanned it. So.
No, please tell me you took a picture.
No, I don't.
How
so.
Such a good story. You should have taken a picture.
It's like a Shure mic.
I really don't feel like it was a situation where I would have.
Yeah, that's big, isn't it?
God, I reckon. I think it's because there were people walking through that alleyway. I didn't want him to like see me taking a picture as if I was proud of my own shit or something.
Yeah.
So instead, I just looked and go, "Oh my god,
is it still there now?" I didn't go that way.
It's chopped up. It's all bits.
It's all messed up now.
It's in bits. Yeah.
Yeah, I got to say, if I was a betting man, I reckon I would bet that I've probably had one at least the same size.
It was like a fucking yule log.
Like about the size of
yule log.
We're pointing at our Shure microphones for audio listeners.
Oh, it's
but it was bigger than this. By the sound,
bigger than this.
I would say a little bit thicker.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that.
Similar length.
What were the ends like?
It was one piece.
What were the ends like? Were they both smooth?
It was like pinched off like a turd.
Was it definitely human? Do you reckon?
I don't know.
What could have made that?
It was just.
If
it was
not human.
It was baffling to see.
What if it's come out of like?
You were like, is there someone took a shit? That was like, whoa.
Ross was.
Is there a chance
enraptured by this?
Is there a chance that might have come out of like? Because you're right next to the river, I'm guessing, or something like that.
No,
like,
next to a restaurant.
So there's an alleyway like right near
just off Queen Square.
Off Queen Square.
Yeah, yeah. We'll take you down the way.
But what I'm saying is somebody might have like unblocked a pipe maybe and like how smooth were the edges?
It looked like some. Well, when we first saw it looked like it was pooped out.
It
right?
was a shit.
It looked like a shit.
It was definitely.
And then when
a
we
shit.
Showed Craig, it looked like somebody stomped on it accidentally or like
God.
On purpose. I don't know. Got to stick. Maybe just figure out what it
when
was.
When you see a shit that big, you want to stomp it, don't you?
It's I like should have taken a photo, but like, I just feel like it would have been really weird to do.
Unreal.
I can't believe I used to like.
That's a legend.
Stand on
now.
Cow pants.
Stand on them.
Did you? Yeah.
Only dry ones. Sure.
Dry ones. You used to like just crunch them. See
although,
if it was a.
Yeah, that's the thing.
See, they're soft
they,
on
they,
yeah.
They could be like a freshly cooked meringue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's a like,
is it soft on the inside?
Oh, crunchy.
I was a kid. I used to do that, and it used to be satisfying.
It's strange. Disgusting.
You're sometimes disgusting. They get white.
You weren't just a kid, you're a disgusting kid. Both
I
of
was
you.
A farmer kid. No. I was surrounded by farm.
No, I was surrounded this by was farm too. I wasn't experimenting with the creme brulee cow shit. I wasn't like, oh, I wonder if that fly covered cow pat is still a bit soft in the middle. That's weird. That's not growing up on a farm. That's having a poo fetish. It. You've both got poo fetishes. Congratulations.
It's not
no,
a poo
it's just
fetish.
Being in the country.
It's like, what?
It's what? A poo, guys.
You can see what they've eaten.
What is it? A dessert fetish, would well, you say, instead?
Maybe.
Grass.
Yeah,
most, I like the grass, guys.
A baking fetish.
Just knowing what's inside. Is it hard? Is it soft?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's soft.
Is the poo hard or is the poo soft?
Yeah, on the inside of the crust.
Stop de-poo-izing poo. It's poo.
It is poo.
You're de-poo-izing
yeah,
it to make it seem
really
innocent.
Solid, though.
What other things? You could leave, like, you know, like desserts outside to go hard in the sun, but you didn't do that, did you? You did it with poo.
No,
you eaten the dessert.
This is, I'm more of an opportunist.
Just because the cow pats were there.
Because it was just there.
Do you do the same with dog poo? Like, if you see it, you're like, oh,
did you used to do cow pat stepping stones? So you, like, jump from one to the other.
Oh, I did do that. And also, we used to have these incredible mushrooms, which were spherical. Oh. And you only get, like, one a year, even. Oh. You kick them, and it's insane.
You're there just booting the shit. I'm running up to this one.
Yeah, those were awesome.
That would sound like it would be satisfied to kick.
So I feel like that's just adjacent to the cowpat touching.
Well, yeah, they live. I think they're like codependent. That's why magic mushrooms can be found in cowpats.
I'm seeing the enjoyment of kicking one of those.
Imagine that. I'm just trying to find the mushrooms.
You're just trying to find satisfying things.
Am I
out
high
in the country.
Yet, or am
have
I just
ever,
desperately
have
ill?
Have you ever picked
cow
up a dandelion?
Shit.
Yeah,
the fluffy ones.
Yeah,
and then sucked it in.
You breathed in instead of sucking. It's like cinnamon. It's like a cinnamon challenge, yeah. But nature.
No, I did used to pick those little, you know, those little pink flowers in the same sort of meadows. The pink, they had like the little like, and you could pluck them. Like the little pink things, and you could pluck them. And then if you bit the bottom of the tips, they're sweet on the inside. Have you ever had those? Those are
posh. What are the ones that are like?
Yeah, that's a posh. It's that's a Waitrose equivalent.
What about buttercup? Have you ever taken the buttercup
to see if you like butter?
Yeah.
I've never.
Oh, you do.
Oh.
Looks like you do because reflections.
No, you don't actually. No, I really like butter. Oh, no, butter. Sorry, no. The flower
says
don't no.
Today.
Sorry, yeah.
It's not sunny enough.
This flower says no butter for you today.
What's the flower that like hangs upside down like this? It's pink, and then eventually it does blossom outwards like this, but for a while, it's like a little blue.
Yeah, I know the ones
pop.
You mean. I know exactly the ones you mean.
No, that was satisfying.
And it ruins every time you pop it as well.
Oh, yeah.
My nan used to have loads of them, and I would go, I'm popping them. She's like, you're killing all my flowers. I'm like,
that's what it is.
But it's so fun.
It's satisfying.
Social media doesn't exist yet.
It's fuchsias, isn't it? Yeah, somebody's in a fuchsia.
I think it is a fuchsia. Yeah. I pop so many of those.
They shouldn't make them so fun.
Like cow pants.
Yeah.
Well.
Just nature. Yeah, we just naturally destroy them. All these nice things in nature, we're just like, oh, I'm going to pop it. Oh, that's satisfying.
I blame God.
What? Who is God?
For designing that.
Yeah.
To be so satisfying and making me satisfied by that.
God's just a scapegoat. Again.
I heard
I've been
story.
Watching Midnight Mass recently.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Such a great show.
Did you watch it the first time round?
Second time round.
Watching it again.
So you're watching it again.
It holds up just as well. No, so like the acting.
Pretty good.
Superb.
Yeah, it's very well done.
Anyway, that actually is it. Unless there's a final Craig fact.
One more Craig fact.
What happens in the evening of your perfect day?
So where have we got to? We've got
dinner.
Hell,
had dinner.
We've kind of bookended it with the day.
So we had
of
veal.
Sunday, Craig's Sunday.
We had veal.
And
what's for dessert?
And a room
cow pat, creme brulee.
A cow pat.
A chocolate creme brulee.
That's where it came from.
Yes, but I call it a cow pat creme brulee.
Nice. That'd be really fun to make.
Chocolate creme brulee.
Yeah, that'd be good.
If we ever do a cooking thing, Craig, I'll do a chocolate creme brulee and I'll call it Craig's cow pat.
Because I think cow pat doesn't sound offensive enough to put you off of it as a treat.
No, it's fine.
If you're like filthy cow shit, you'd be like, oh no, thank you.
Yeah.
But cow pat,
rancid cow shit that make you blind.
Stinky methane cow shit.
Also, doesn't it make you want to pat that cow pat with your foot?
In a way.
Can cows poo in a way that isn't a cow pat? Like, can they have really hard big poos, and would it be
I think
big?
It's all dependent.
You'd have to change
diet,
their diet from grass.
I think they all eat kind of very similar. Just basically, grass.
Yeah. How big would it be? Would it be bigger than that one you saw on Queen Square?
Yeah, maybe we just saw
I
a constipated cow
was,
poo.
Maybe
it was
a constipated
like
cow.
Could be a domesticated cow.
Cow would be bigger.
Domesticated.
Yeah,
not wild cow.
Anyway, and then I'm in bed by seven.
Seven. Oh. Nice.
Well, you're back to do the same thing again next day.
Wait, hold on. Did you put the beer in the kettle for the morning to get ready again?
Oh yeah, you didn't do any.
Because the next day's Monday.
Because it's Monday.
Monday. I don't do that until Saturday night. The next
one. It's only a Saturday night thing. That's
it's
fair.
Good that you're delaying that like reward though.
Yeah, that is fair enough.
Feels special.
Feels more special.
Yeah.
I don't like it, but it's special.
Tell you what though, it's a lot. You got quicker in the morning when you don't have to clean up the kitchen. It's a lot quicker to start Monday. Start. You can't do a mopping up in the kitchen Monday.
No.
It's just everywhere. It's
sticky.
Boiling. I think we've learned a lot about Craig's Sunday. Yeah, specifically.
Go. That's his top tip, though. Craig's top tip. Have a hot Craig's beer on a Sunday morning.
Hot beer on a Sunday morning.
Next time I'm on, I'll tell you about my Saturday.
No, ooh, which is God. Much crazier.
Going to bed at 7.
So apparently you can get teas made for 75 quid, so, you know.
Oh, right.
They're also ugly as sin.
Yeah,
but
I don't want one.
You don't want scalding hot water next to your head when you wake up in the morning?
I just don't want, no.
Is it always on, or does it heat up at a certain time?
Yeah, so it's like an alarm that turns on to boil the water.
So, so you're not going to be sleeping with boiling water?
No, you are, because the idea is you wake up to the tea's made. It's like, tea's made, you know, so...
It only takes like a minute.
You will wake up to a hot cup of tea next to your head.
Yeah.
So your alarm goes off, you turn right, and before the alarm had gone off, the machine had already boiled the water, poured the tea in. I don't know how they're doing the milk. It might have to be powdered milk or a refrigerator, but that seems excessive next to the head.
Mini fridge too.
Like constant.
When I was at uni, I had a little mini fridge.
You did.
In my room, and it's so loud.
It is.
And it would click on.
They're not
every,
efficient no. in any way.
And you'd hear it just. Oh fuck! Great. I regret getting it entirely.
I
didn't regret it because it was no one stole my. Everyone stole everything from in the fridges in the shed.
That's terrible. You had a bad culture.
No, they just. They didn't know.
What do you mean?
Some people didn't know. They just took what they wanted.
What do you mean they didn't know about what?
Well, you would tell them and they were like, well, fuck it, I want my milk. So they took milk.
What a bunch of bastards. Anyway.
My milk, I was like, well, I'm going to just make a
you
little
buy milk tops with a lock on them.
That's shocking, though. I don't want to use a lock in a fridge.
Why yeah, can't everyone
people
just...
People that Ross used to live with would have knifed that and got some milk out.
Smashed the lock through.
Said, yeah.
Did you
it's like when that
living?
Guy next door to me left Lady Gaga playing all night long.
Oh, God.
Just yeah, after I upgraded his sound system to a nice with a nice subwoofer and the walls paper thin and this you know like a uni
well, we la, ha- la,
it was that song
in our last
all
flat
night.
Yeah, in our last flat here the floors were like really thin that you could hear every that you could hear the person upstairs going toilet you can hear
oh,
you could
rough.
Hear when you know the lady upstairs brought a man home and all this kind of
really?
Stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Well,
but
know.
I remember one time yeah, she'd gone out.
Listen,
leaving,
hearing different things, Craig.
Leaving her.
I was listening.
She'd gone out leaving a Bluetooth speaker playing and I had
oh, really?
To connect. I found a way to connect to it to stop the music. That was the only way we
nice.
Could do it.
Genius.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. It was just,
yeah. It turned out he just left it. He locked his door and
then I was like,
left.
How can we play tricks on her now?
Yeah.
Fuck
play hell. Something.
No. That
play
was
something.
Really annoying that he did that and yeah.
When I went to uni, I know I'm extending this a bit too long now, but like, you know how you got your mini fridge. I was very excited because I got a Tesco coffee maker, you know, like nice. One of those like drip ones. Very, very cheap. But like, you know, like where you put the filter in the top, coffee in the top. Up until this point, I didn't really have instant coffee. And
sound
I'm like
a V60.
Yeah. But it has a boiler built into it. So you basically,
okay.
You put the jug in,
yeah.
Turn it on, it boils the water, then feeds it through the filter and then into the cup. And then it has a heater underneath it. So you've always got like a filter coffee ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, that'd be great. It wasn't great. Most of the time, I would end up starting to drink this coffee because I'd be like, right, got an essay due in tomorrow and I haven't done it and it's 2 a.m. Let's do this. And so you know, I'm hammering it until like literally children are walking by my window going to school the next day. And all that's happened is I've written half of a terrible essay and I'm shitting black hot liquid constantly because I've drank 2.5 liters of black coffee.
Jesus
and I'm just
right.
like...
demands.
And like, it's so, the feeling is horrible because my body's got to the point now where I've just had so much coffee that it's having a full laxative effect.
Weird, yeah.
I wouldn't recommend doing that, really. Just maybe stick to one or two
that's
coffees.
That's not a problem with the machine itself.
That's
it's my access to the machine that's the problem.
Impulse
I can't be stopped.
Explain the impulse control.
Yeah, exactly.
On
exactly.
The next one, that's going
to
help.
And I think a lot of people struggle with impulse control. It's a very hard thing to do. So you just got to remove the thing, I find, you know? Yeah. Like,
what if, like, for example, your halls were too hot? You just turned the cold shower on all day, right?
That was in the first place.
That logic is crazy to me.
So, just to preface this, I went to uni in Wales, which is known as one of the water capitals of the world. They have the most abundant water supply in the world.
It's not a waste of water.
They also...
Somehow.
Also, water is not for profit in Wales, which is quite interesting. So anyway,
it's been
all those things hoping to soften the blow that in 2013, before we quite knew quite how bad wasting water was, our halls got really, really hot and they wouldn't let us open the window. Yeah, when did we go?
We finished
2011. 2009. Yeah.
Why didn't they let you open the window?
Because we were on like the fifth floor and there were safeguarding concerns jumping out windows.
Any buildings.
Not even like it couldn't open and then like just hit a stopper. Like,
that's basically what it does.
But it
does
much wind.
Fuck all. Tell you what also gives you fuck all, but we did it anyway. For at least the first few months of summer, we would run our showers on cold in our en suites and leave the door open so the shower would water cool the air.
Did it work?
It sounds crazy, doesn't it? Sounds
like, say what works better, just jumping in the shower for 2 seconds and then getting back out.
That's going into the cold shower.
But and we didn't do it for very long.
No. Were you on a meter or is it just like
No, it's all included. So it was like,
well then run it. Like
No, that's not how it works, Craig. What do you mean run it? Cost
did
monetary
it actually work, though?
Monetary cost is
what was the effect of it? Did it work?
No, it doesn't fucking work. No. I mean
I'm glad you tested it for us, because I would never try it, but like I would never even think that that would work.
When did you figure it didn't work? Because you just said months you were running it.
How long were you doing it for before you realised that this is actually
now
just now the sound of a shower white noising me to sleep.
I was in the hall for 1 year, obviously the first year I was there, and probably the summer of those halls.
So a few months
of
other people in your flat would
not constantly.
Thing. No, of course.
Just for like when it got really hot, like middle of the day, we'd jump in the cold shower, and then we'd leave the cold shower on, leave the door open into the bathroom. Mm. And then it got quite humid, I remember.
God.
Weird. A lot of water in here.
And the flat didn't get much cooler. Yeah. But I mean, I wouldn't have noticed because I was smashing World of Warcraft on my PC at the time.
Right, okay. So you got the heat from the PC heating in the room.
And I got two monitors. So I got a radiator and two monitors.
Hot in here. Turn the shower on.
I think you could still make it. Did you have an extractor fan in the bathroom?
Yeah,
because it's about creating that high and low pressure
to try and drag
the
air out. Yeah, but if there's no cold air coming from anywhere, there's no cold air coming. You're just moving warm air. And I mean, I guess the cold water would partially cool the air. Like, I mean, it's like sitting next to a waterfall or being at the beach when it's hot. But like, well, it's not like that. But it's like a very, very poor impersonation of that concept. Anyway,
science is there.
Just you don't need to do it because it doesn't work.
You probably have to pay for water. And water is a precious resource that we shouldn't waste.
It's on a similar idea. It just came to my head because I thought it was interesting. I saw a video recently of a firefighting technique they use where they have a pole that goes up next to the window where the fire is coming out of, and it blows out so much air away from the building.
It starves it.
That it creates low pressure and sucks all the air out of the room, just extinguishes the fire. Oh, it was amazing.
Oh, that's really cool.
So you needed that.
Is that a new thing?
You need one of those, yeah.
I don't know. I've never seen
that.
That
works
it before,
if the only oxidization is coming from the things that are burning. So,
and also if the door inside is closed, because if it's open, they'll end up just feeding the fire.
Enhancing the fire
so they have to inspect it first. But if the conditions are right, they can just put a pole up to the window, go, and it just puts the fire out. It's amazing.
We don't have time for all your opinions.
Yeah, that sounds really cool, Craig. Anyway, more from Craig later.
He was going to go around about the Middle East, but we don't have time for that. We've got
Craig.
Time for that. Sorry,
Craig. Next time.
I know you mentioned a lot just before we started, but we just can't get into it.
I'm glad I ran away from that problem.
More like that next time, maybe. Although one thing I was going to mention was this Joe Lycett fake news thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because last week we mentioned the Tish Marsh trousers being, or the jeans, being censored in North Korea, which I feel like that is definitely a fake story. Because apparently Joe Lycett has set up a load of fake news stories in the news that are harmless, apparently, and just kind of like silly. And we talked about that one last week, thinking how stupid it was. And I feel like that's going to be revealed. Apparently that's on tonight, so we will find out next week.
Very interesting. That's the only one we've seen, though, right? We haven't really seen it.
Well, there might be others that we've perhaps mentioned.
Missed,
but
aren't extreme
the two
enough.
Vagina woman, maybe. Maybe the two-head one is real.
There was a lot of tabloid stuff that we're finding these... which is probably easy to not vet the journalism of.
It's
going to be interesting.
News, so
I bet that two vagina and the jeans thing is probably both of them.
Maybe.
Because I was thinking about that. I'm like, well, first of all, the two vagina thing is either... Well, two cervixes was what she was saying, wasn't it? And it wouldn't allow you to have two.
She said there was a flap inside that separated the two.
That's I've totally missed this side.
It's fine. It was last week.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for listening today. We hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you very much to our Patreons. Thank you very much to our members and our Twitch subscribers for, as ever, supporting our films.
Indeed.
Thank you to Craig for being on this podcast.
For the first time. Thank you.
Yep.
Like, just to finish off, anything, any last words, I suppose?
For the what are you going to do to me?
I just want to.
It's my last words.
Yeah. Last words of the podcast.
If you were to just never speak again after this, what would you say?
Last time.
Tell my family I love them.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
No. That's really morbid.
Really morbid.
Fuck off, cowpat boy.
And I guess you've done it the
best. I'll sign off for that. If you see a cowpat out in the wild,
let me know. Go
and see if it's dry or not and let me know. Let Trot know as well.
Yes.
Yes, please.
Tweet him.
You want the meringue texture. That's what you're going for.
Okay. Freshly cooked.
Crack it in a little bit soft. And melty if you put it on your tongue.
Yeah. Send any pictures of them into our PO box. Postman Pat.
Nice. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
We'll see you next week. Maybe not Craig, though.
What?
Rest in peace.
Bye.
Why is he like this? Oh, I miss you. Ever since I met you with space fuck.
The Crayman.
I miss you. Ever since we parted at space fuck. And I kissed you in a hard vacuum at space fuck. No need to freeze my embryo, I just put it outside my suit. Can things exist in hard vacuum? Cause my love sure do. Some phasers to come, cause I'm on the run. Cause I didn't pay at space fuck. Fucked and dashed. I ejaculate, evacuate. I come and I run. Shoot my dude in a scoop. Shoot my dude in a scoop. I ejaculate, evacuate. I come and I run. Shoot my dude in a scoop. Shoot my dude in a scoop. Some phasers to come, cause I'm on the run. Cause I didn't pay a space fuck. Phasers to come, cause I'm on the run. Cause I didn't pay a space fuck. I ejaculate, evacuate. I come and I run.
This whole thing was an advert. Hey you.